Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
Now, I want to go to Mary Lou and the comments she made. A lot of people are giving out. Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald has come under fire over comments she made about cancel culture. Speaking in a radio interview, she stated, "Not convinced by cancel culture. Linked it to the Me Too movement because it's too absolutist." Ms. MacDonald said Woody Allen is one of her favourite movie directors and said House of Cards star Kevin Spacey is still a great actor despite the deeply shocking allegations made against him. The Sinn Féin leader was discussing her favourite music and favourite films on radio yesterday, and she spoke at length about her admiration for Woody Allen. By the way, I used to be. I'm not really now. His more latest movies don't really interest me too much. But years ago, I used to love all the old Woody Allen films. I thought he was hilariously funny. And I still do, by the way. I wouldn't not watch them because of the moral indignation against Woody Allen. And remember, by the way, Woody Allen did nothing illegal. What he did was immoral. Like, when he met his now wife, she was his babysitter. But he wasn't dating her till she was over 18 years of age. People will argue that he may have groomed her. I don't think that was the case, or he certainly denies that was the case. Anyway, Ms. MacDonald said the controversy around Mr. Allen marrying his former wife, Mia Farrow's adoptive daughter, was very unnerving and unsettling, but said his work stands still on its own two feet. In the Me Too scenario, I think she said, I think word came out on lots of different people that caused, you know, great difficulties. But at the same time, I'm just not convinced by this cancel culture. Now, I want to talk about cancel culture because loads and loads of people are talking about it. She went on, by the way, to say, but, you know, some really, you know, alarming things have been said and allegations made about him, and the kind of Me Too movement as well, as which she gave me pause for absolute concern. You have to ask yourself, does that mean that the value of the writing or the making of the movies, you know, do we cancel all of that? Kevin Spacey, she said, another actor I like a lot, but it's very much in that category. I mean, what emerged about him was deeply shocking and unacceptable, but he's still a great actor. Now, the Labour Party Senator Vanna Batjic expressed extreme surprise at Sinn Féin Mary Lou and her artistic admiration for Woody Allen and Kevin Spacey. And, you know, I'm not going to get into it all now, but a lot of politicians are having a go at her today. And realistically, all she's saying is we have to separate the person from their artistry. Like, for example, last year, this piece of music was very popular. And because it was the best scene in the best movie last year, which was The Joker. I'm sure you all got to see it at some point. That was a scene where he walked down the steps when he was first dressed up really as The Joker. And he did that amazing scene where he danced his way down the steps with a cigarette in his hand. What a great scene. That piece of music, to me, defines the glam rock era. And it's artistry, but it's Gary Glitter. And he's a disturbing, disgusting paedophile. But should that mean that we never listen to that piece of music again? Of course we should. Why shouldn't we? Because it is great music. All right, so I want to ask you about cancel culture and Kevin Spacey and other actors, and even more lately, I suppose, Johnny Depp. Because, of course, Johnny Depp has been cancelled from a lot of movies. Mind you, his missus wasn't. And it was quite clear from the court case they were both beating each other. So, I mean, realistically, it wasn't fair what's been done to him if it hasn't been done to her, Amber Heard. So, but should they be defined? Should the rest of their life be defined by something they're accused of? Let me know what you think. Number's 087-188-0008. Do you believe, for example, Gary Glitter should never be played on radio? Michael Jackson, allegations against him. We still play Michael Jackson, by the way, here at Classic Hits. Do you believe Kevin Spacey should be taken off TV? He was taken out of movies, remember that? House of Cards, should it bring it back with Kevin Spacey in it? It was much better, or it was, well they cancelled the whole programme. With Kevin Spacey, was much better, wasn't it? Should we bring it all back again and stop the cancel culture? Is Mary Lou right? Or are you annoyed at Mary Lou? And is she basically disrespecting all those people who have made those allegations of sexual abuse? Like, what should we start doing? Should we cancel all Harvey Weinstein movies? I think actually did was it Netflix that did remove some of them or something like that at one stage? I think they may have, or one of the online providers removed Harvey Weinstein movies. Any movie that might have sexist remarks in them? any movie that has sexism where the, you know, the guy is the hero and the woman is the princess to be rescued. Should we get rid of all those as well while we're at it? Well, Mary Lou made the comments that cancel culture is not good enough. I mean, she doesn't like the idea of it because she likes Kevin Spacey and she likes Woody Allen, both of whom have allegations made against them. But she said that we should separate that from their artistry, essentially. Martin, you're on Classic Kids. How are you doing, Martin?
Hi there, Niall. How are you doing?
Martin, is she right? I mean, a lot of people having a go at her. Social Democrats are having a go at her today. Catherine Murphy, the leader of the Social Democrats, said she was surprised at the comments, you know, saying that so much work had been done on Me Too, and she's countering that work. I mean, I kind of agree with Mary Lou.
It's going bloody bananas, to be honest with you. You know, we've had a week, a fortnight of basic extremism from both sides of the political spectrum. And we live it, and as Rowan Atkinson said, you know, virtually most of the people that are on the internet are just looking for somebody to burn, like the mobs of the Middle Ages. We've just completely lost the head.
Yeah, I understand that aspect of it. I do understand that aspect. But genuinely, like, Kevin Spacey has had, you know, sexual allegations made against him. By the way, none of them which stood up in court. But he still has had allegations made at him, and he was cancelled immediately from House of Cards. And by the way, he was in the middle of making a movie. What was the movie? And they replaced him with... somebody else, but they replaced him. They had to recut all the scenes and do it with a different actor, you know. Mm. And Woody Allen, of course, well, certainly everybody knows morally what he did was wrong.
And Gary Glitter, I mean, that.
Well, Gary Glitter is in a level of his own. He's just a scumbag. But that piece of music that I played was used last year in The Joker. People didn't abandon The Joker. I know people give out about it, but I thought it's a great piece of music that defines the glam rock era.
And we tour the world and we look at all these wonderful sites and different cultures and different this, that and the other, and all of them got history behind them of some kind that's not savoury, you know, and yet we park it and we get on with it, you know, but we just seem to have this sort of Marxist lefty focus on how we think, how we, you know, operate our lives, how we discuss things with people, and everything of the minuteness of our lives is coming under such micromanagement that we can't even breathe or talk as we once did.
Okay, did you stop listening to Michael Jackson music when allegations were made against him? Mind you, I didn't believe many of the allegations made against him. I did believe some of them. I believe he was a strange character, all right.
Yeah, but you see, that you've just said it there. You know, you don't believe. Some people do, but you're entitled to your opinion, and so are theirs. So let's just get on and rub along together.
But I mean, radio stations, even here in Ireland, as far as I know, actually, 2FM don't play Michael Jackson anymore. I know at the time they stopped playing it. Maybe they do again, but we never stopped playing it here, by the way, because he's considered to be the king of pop music, wasn't he?
Yeah, and again, and until you mention it, I don't notice. You know, if it's one of his songs on Grand, I remember that when I was a kid. So, you know, I just get on. But I just think that the whole attention of politicians, of commentators, because of social media, has got so trend-focused that they're not actually bothered about what the message is. It's that whatever is trending must be the situation that everybody must follow.
Okay, well, stay there for a second. Let me go to Dave as well, who disagrees with you. Dave, you're on Classic Hits. How are you doing, Dave?
Gentlemen, what's the crack?
Dave, I mean, when we talk, let's go to the extreme. I mean, I know Mary Lou didn't mention Gary Glitter. I've mentioned him, obviously. Mm. He's a scumbag. He's a paedophile. We know that. He's been in jail for a couple of times already. I think he may be still in jail, as far as I know. I don't know. But in saying that, you know, should we separate his music from who he is and still listen to his music? And by the way, in relation to the royalties that come from that, they should be given to a children's charity or something and not to him. But I mean, should we be able to do that?
Well, sure. I mean, that would be the best way going forward, really, wouldn't it? You know, if you have somebody who created great pieces of art, any proceeds from the art going forward, if they did turn out to be a monster, should be given to the appropriate charities or groups in need of it. Mm-hmm. You know?
Well, okay, let's go to Kevin Spacey, right? So allegations were made against Kevin Spacey of sexual abuse. As far as I remember, by the way, none of those allegations stood up in court, but yet he was cancelled from House of Cards and movies and everything else and removed from Netflix and everything else. I mean, is that the right way to deal with things?
Yeah, we see. I think the wider problem here is like this actually goes back into why social media is one of the worst inventions in the history of human civilization, because movie companies are just trying to protect their brand. So if they, you know, like if they employ Kevin Spacey to do a movie, they're going to get dogpiled on social media. You know, people work for the companies could end up getting docked because a vocal minority of people on the internet seem to think that, you know, their opinion is the right opinion, and if you don't agree with their opinion, then you're wrong, and they have the moral high ground 100% of the time.
And then any advertiser who advertised during the breaks on that movie that particular person is will also get piled upon boycotted.
It's basically financial suicide. I mean, like, Charlie Chaplin is a fine example. People still laud his work as some of, you know, the greatest science films ever made. He's known as the world's first global celebrity. But that guy was a monster. You know, his two first wives were underage, and he tried to push
the sex. Well, you could argue the same about Elvis Presley as well, and many other artists at the time.
Exact same thing. Roald Dahl gave us some of the greatest works of kids' fiction out there, and he had very problematic views. One of my favorite, well, not favorite authors, but a guy whose work inspired a lot of horror that's done nowadays, H.P. Lovecraft. He was a horrible bigot and racist. You know, so Roman Polanski is a perfect example. Rosemary's Baby is one of my favorite movies out there. And I love that film, and I'm not ashamed to say I love that film. But at the same time, Roman Polanski skipped America because he knew he was going to jail. You know, he hasn't stepped foot in America since, because any country he goes to that has an extradition order with America will send him back, and that guy's going to jail for the rest of his life. So I think it's kind of like, you know, do we divorce ourselves from the maker of the art towards the art that we like? Are they lumped in? It's a hard question. I think it's a very subjective question.
But if they're convicted in jail and they go to jail, you know, we could argue, of course, very recently, you know, that, his name's going out of me, and Johnny Depp, in a court of law, lost his case against his former wife, Amber Heard. Mind you, the evidence was quite clear the two of them were knocking blocks off each other.
Oh, yeah.
Now, he was obviously cancelled from children's movies.
He was, yeah, and she has.
Was that right? Would you like to see him in Pirates of the Caribbean again?
Well, I didn't like Pirates of the Caribbean.
Well, okay, but
I love Johnny Depp as an actor, okay. and I really think he got dragged through the muck. Like
you could say that, but clearly the man has disturbed in his relationship, and so is she.
Oh, of course, yeah.
There's a common denominator beginning to run through all this from, you know,
very quickly, Marilyn. Yeah,
yeah. Is that we're not being able to separate ourselves and debate. We're being told again how to react, you know, in cancelling out, you know, people's opinions and people's thoughts on whether it's art or whether it's, you know, your person.
No, I get you, and I'm going to have to cancel you out now because I have to go into a break, and I do apologise, Martin and Dave. Keep texting, the number's 087-188-0008. Don't forget, by the way, you can send us a WhatsApp message if you feel it's necessary. All you got to do is click that little microphone at the bottom of WhatsApp and send us a message.
Hi, Niall. Adam here again. Just about Mary Lou. It's not even cancel culture. It's snowflake culture that the problem is these days. I don't know what way people are getting brought up. They can't even enjoy films without getting offended. There's something seriously, seriously wrong with people in the head if they want to start cancelling movies and shows and stuff because someone did something wrong that made it. Get a grip. Thanks.
Get a grip. Saoirse, you're on Classic Hits. How you doing, Saoirse?
I'm good, Niall. How are you?
Good. Well, Mary Lou has been accused of kind of undoing a lot of what was done for the Me Too movement by saying she enjoys Woody Allen and Kevin Spacey. I mean, would you agree with her?
No, like, obviously she's entitled to her opinion, and I do believe, like you said, with the Joker kind of iconic music, that you do kind of have to separate the actual artistry from the person. Yeah, the person might be that way, but you're looking at a character. You know, you're looking at someone playing a character in a film that you like.
I remember going back in time, there was an awful lot of talk when I was younger about Bill Wyman from the Rolling Stones marrying his childhood sweetheart who was only 16 years of age, and he was three times her senior. He's still married to her, by the way. And, you know, at the time, you know, everybody was going, oh, my God, like, she's only a child. And
yeah, but they didn't cancel anything.
No, people still listen to the Rolling Stones, yeah. If that happened now, it would be very different.
Oh, God, like, he'd be out of every single magazine. You wouldn't talk about him. His accounts would be deleted. And there would just be so much hate. And you just kind of, I don't know, it's just kind of one of those things that some people just don't get. And this cancel culture is just unfathomable to me.
Okay, so would you be happy to watch Kevin Spacey in a new movie, or would you be happy to watch a Woody Allen movie? I don't know whether you like Woody Allen movies anyway. Or would you be happy to, you know, if, what's his name, Harvey Weinstein's movies, I don't know, he's had some famous ones. Are you happy enough to watch them without thinking of what's behind it?
Yeah, because I'm watching not them. I'm watching characters. Yeah, okay, their name might be on the screen, but it's kind of like you, in your brain, you just need to, like, take away what
you just separate
want
the two, yeah.
Yeah.
Separate the artist from the person, yeah.
Yeah, this cancel culture is just, for me, it's a form of fascism and dictatorship, that if you don't follow this and you don't follow that, and if you say this and you say that, well, we're just going to make your life a living hell.
And do you think social media, some of the previous callers have mentioned social media, and I've often, by the way, said social media is the worst thing that ever happened to the world.
Oh, definitely.
Do you think that's responsible for all this?
Oh, yeah, no, definitely, because I am, obviously, I'm in my early 20s, so obviously social media would be big for me. Mm-hmm. And for me not to be able to voice my opinion just because it's the complete opposite of what people are saying or posting about. It would happen once or twice. I've said something and I'm like, listen, that's my opinion. You don't have to agree with it.
And you get a lot of people then would abuse you for your opinion.
Oh, definitely. Especially on my, like, I'm a TikTok creator. So when I post a video about a joke in Formula One, because that's more so my content, the amount of comments that you get, and I don't even reply to them. Like, I don't give them, like...
Like, are they deeply insulting stuff and horrible stuff?
No, like, they'd just be jokes. Like, there was one driver that I don't particularly like, but I don't like him as a person in day-to-day life, but as a racing driver, he's incredible.
Yeah.
And I give him that credit.
Yeah.
It's the same thing, like, with...
And who's the driver? Racing. Who's the driver you don't like, by the way?
Oh, Lewis Hamilton.
And why don't you like Lewis Hamilton?
Just some of the things that he has said on social media and stuff like that. That's just me. And other people think, like, he's God walking on water. And that's fine.
Well, in other words, if he was chocolate, he'd probably eat himself.
Yeah.
As they say, he loves himself. Okay, yeah. But in saying that, you don't define his career by what you personally think of him. And,
no.
Yeah, okay. And you say, by the way, you're a TikTok creator. I'm sure a lot of people listen to the show are going, what does she mean by that? So we're all aware of TikTok, but a TikTok creator, so you spend your time creating, I suppose, stuff for TikTok, specifically for TikTok.
Like the max is like 60 seconds you can have in a content video.
Okay.
So that's what I do. So I take there's like audios that float around and I kind of borrow them. Like everybody borrows everybody's audios, you know, and sometimes I make my own. But
and what's, by the way, what's the issue in relation to audio? Say, for example, if I use audio on Facebook, it gets removed because Facebook detects the audio has copyright. Can you grab a piece of audio, stick it on TikTok over your video, and will that be allowed to go out, or did the copyright people grab you for that?
No, they don't, because that's kind of what TikTok was like created for.
Oh, okay.
So if somebody's made a video and it's their sound, it's kind of like, well, you can go in. Like some people can remove their audios, so that nobody else can use them, or it's not available in your country.
And do you make money out of it, Saoirse?
No,
okay,
no,
not yet.
One of them. No, I'm not one of them. I don't do it for money, and I don't do it for fame. I just do it for people who follow Formula One and who want to look at my content. I don't do it for...
Okay, you do it for the creativity aspect of it. Yeah, just the passion. Yeah,
I'm just having fun. I'm just making people's day a little bit better.
Yeah, I think once you start wanting to make money out of it, I think it starts to become more serious then too, probably as well.
Yeah, and then you stop enjoying it. With the best intentions of keeping on doing it. You're just like, oh, well, this, and you see the dollar signs or...
Yeah.
You know, it's like, it becomes very toxic. And I know a lot of people have actually stepped away from it because... ended up doing it for that.
Okay, well, listen, Saoirse, thank you very much indeed. Appreciate you coming on there. Good luck with your TikTok videos. All right.
Oh, thanks.
We'll keep an eye out for them. All right, thanks very much. Bye-bye. There you go. Saoirse believes that cancel culture is a form of fascism. And Mary Lou MacDonald didn't quite use those words, but she said she's not convinced by cancel culture. A lot of other party political leaders like Ivana Bacic and Catherine Murphy and the rest of them expressed their surprise at her comments and kind of suggest that she's countering what the misuse of power by famous who held such power by dint of their fame, as in the Harvey Weinstein case. In other words, that she's wrong. She's undoing what everybody else wanted to do.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.